the second of Samuel, or according to the Greek Septuagint, the second of Kings. Chapter 1. And it came about after Saul's death, and when David himself had returned from striking down the Amalekites, that David continued to dwell at Ziklag 2 days. And it came about on the third day that, look, a man was coming from the camp, from Saul, with his garments ripped apart and dirt upon his head. And it came about that when he came to David, he at once fell down to the earth and prostrated himself. And David proceeded to say to him, Where do you come from? At which he said to him, From the camp of Israel I have escaped. And David went on to say to him, How did the matter turn out? Tell me, please. To this he said, The people have fled from the battle, and also many of the people have fallen so that they died, and even Saul and Jonathan his son have died. Then David said to the young man that was telling him, How do you really know that Saul has died, and also Jonathan his son? At this the young man that was telling him said, I unexpectedly chanced to be on Mount Gilboa, and there was Saul supporting himself upon his spear. And look, the charioteers and the mounted men had caught up with him. When he turned back and saw me, then he called me, and I said, Here I am. And he went on to say to me, Who are you? At which I said to him, I am an Amalekite. Then he said, Stand, please, over me, and definitely put me to death, for the cramp has seized me, because all my soul is yet in me. So I stood over him and definitely put him to death, for I knew that he could not live after he had fallen. Then I took the diadem that was upon his head, and the bracelet that was upon his arm, that I might bring them to my lord here. At this David took hold of his garments and ripped them apart, and so did all the men also that were with him. And they began to wail and weep and fast until the evening over Saul and over Jonathan his son and over the people of Jehovah and over the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. David now said to the young man that was telling him, Where are you from? To which he said, I am the son of an alien resident, an Amalekite. Then David said to him, How was it that you did not fear to thrust your hand out to bring the anointed of Jehovah to ruin? With that David called one of the young men and said, Go near, smite him. Accordingly he struck him down so that he died. David then said to him, The blood guilt for you be upon your own head, because your own mouth has testified against you, saying, I myself definitely put the anointed of Jehovah to death. And David proceeded to chant this dirge over Saul and Jonathan his son, and to say that the sons of Judah should be taught the bow. Look, it is written in the book of Jashar, The beauty, O Israel, is slain upon your high places. How have the mighty men fallen? Do not, you people, tell it in Gath. Do not announce it in the streets of Ashkelon. For fear that the daughters of the Philistines may rejoice, for fear that the daughters of the uncircumcised men may exult. You mountains of Gilboa, let no dew, let no rain be upon you, nor let there be fields of holy contributions, because there the shield of mighty ones was befouled, the shield of Saul, so that there was none anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of mighty ones, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul would not return without success. Saul and Jonathan, the lovable ones and the pleasant ones during their life, and in their death they were not separated. Swifter than the eagles they were, mightier than the lions they were. You daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with finery, who put ornaments of gold upon your clothing. How have the mighty ones fallen in the midst of the battle, Jonathan slain upon your high places! I am distressed over you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant you were to me. More wonderful was your love to me than the love from women. how have the mighty ones fallen, and the weapons of war perished.